In the living room at Jubilee House is a wooden cross. There are 20 cards hanging from it, each with the name of a person who has passed away. The cross is made of two tree branches, lashed together with twine.
A lot of the people that pass through Jubilee House have lived in the woods.
That's Glenda Anderson. She runs the program here.
The woods has protected them. They used to burn the wood to keep warm, and we just thought it was very symbolic to have a cross made out of something that they lived with.
Jubilee House is an outreach center run by Grace Episcopal Church. It's where people living on the street can come in from the cold, take a shower, get mail, watch TV, you know, things you do inside. The story of the cross goes back a few years, when somebody made another cross as a memorial for a woman who died alone in a motel room. She died of a drug overdose and had no family to notice her departure. That first cross was put in the woods in her honor. Later, this cross was made, and now when someone dies, they hang a card during a memorial service.
And at the memorials, if they have music that they liked, we play their music. We've had Bob Seger, Rolling Stones, and lots of different music that you wouldn't expect at a memorial, but it's their music and it's in honor of them.
This tradition started in 2007, but Glenda Anderson says 12 of the 20 cards were added just since October of last year.
That's been an incredible number. We were just stunned that that many have passed in a year.
There's no explanation for that large number, just people dying of various causes. Depending on the day and how you count it, the population of people living on the street in Traverse City is around 50 to 100. Losing 12 is enough that Jordan O'Hagan says it's noticeable at Safe Harbor. That's the overnight shelter that's set up at local churches in the winter.
These are people we used to share meals with, people that we've gone through struggles with, you know, people that have seen us at our worst and sometimes at our best. And, you know, it's a lot quieter now this year, and we remember these people as we, you know, stand around smoking because they used to come out and smoke with us, and, you know, we'd trade jokes. A lot of them were funny people, you know.
Among the departed this year was one of the most prominent members of this community, Don Espy. He was actually the guy who made that first cross that started the memorial tradition. Espy was known as Hobo Don here, and O'Hagan says he was a spiritual leader in the community, always offering prayers.
And at all the meals, at all the funerals, he was there, like he was there beseeching God to, you know, help us to, you know, do his thing, you know.
Espy made friends with everyone on the street and had a huge crowd at his memorial. George Golubovskis says he didn't really think of himself as homeless.
He, in particular, did not like the term homeless. I have no problem with that descriptor, but with Don, he said that he didn't, he wasn't homeless because he did have a home, Jubilee House. He may have been roofless, to use his term.
Espy had his problems, and he didn't hide them. In an interview a few years ago with the weekly paper Northern Express, he explained his enthusiasm for alcohol. "It numbs my feelings," he said. He even asked the reporter for a few bucks to buy a drink. Jubilee coordinator Glenda Anderson says for all the years she knew Hobo Don, he wanted to come to her house for dinner. But she made sobriety a condition of that, and it never happened. This summer, though, he got cancer, lost his desire to drink, and went to Anderson's house for a picnic. He also had his photograph taken.
Because we didn't have any current photos of Don that showed Don as he really was. I mean, there's been photos in the paper and things that were really not real flattering. So we took some nice pictures so we could have remembrance of him. And we have a nice 8x10 photo that we have in a frame here in Jubilee.
A few weeks later, Don Espy passed away. His ashes were spread in the garden at Jubilee House. His name hangs on the cross in the living room, with others for whom this building was the closest thing they had to a home. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette in Traverse City.